Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Jamie Bartol, who is an executive coach. Jamie, for 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about yourself and your organization, what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Jamie, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Paul. I am so excited to be here. So to start with who I am and the organization that I run, you know that feeling when you're stuck in your career and you feel like you almost can't take it anymore? It's that agitation that makes you kind of want to crawl out of your skin or scream. That's exactly where my story and my whole coaching organization started. Because here's what I discovered is, this is my favorite phrase right now, is stagnation makes motivation take a vacation. And so in other words, when we stop moving, everything stops working. So I help professionals in career transition really get unstuck by developing their leadership self-concept and learning to move, breathe, and walk into rooms as the leaders they already are. So the three best practices that I love to use with my clients have been seeing incredible success. Is the first one is a cognitive unload practice. And so what that means is, like, it's like clearing your phone cache. It's like deleting all those apps so that your phone runs faster. It's a brain dump on a piece of paper every day. For me, I take 10 minutes every morning and just write all the things that are in my brain and just get them out of my head so that I can hold the important things that I have to do during the day. And my clients do this as well and have seen just a release of energy and an ability to hold the big things that are happening at work without having to also hold, I have to pick up the dry cleaning and I have to get the kids here. Like, you've already, you know, refreshed and you've had that taken out of your brain. The second one is called topic prep. So I actually just heard this podcast. Her name is Allison Wood Brooks. And she wrote this book called Talk. And she was talking about this idea of topic prep. And what she was saying is that in the morning, when you're like, you're getting ready for work, you're thinking about all the conversations you have to have, coming up with 2 to 3 topics that you want to, like, you have in your pocket for those conversations can be so invigorating and, like, lift some of that heavy load off your shoulders. Like, you know, you're going to have to talk to your boss today. What are the 3 things that you want to hit in that conversation? And so that you're not worried about those topics, you already know them. And then you can focus on the meat, like really getting your clear communication across. It actually, like, helps others hear what you're saying because you're more concise and you're more clear about that message. And it can really like build on ideas in real time. There's an emergence to it too, when you know that you've prepped the topics that you're going to bring up. And the third one is called leadership scouting. So this might be my favorite one. It's where I tell my clients, like, 5 times today, try to see someone else's leadership in action and tell them that you see it and why you think it's so amazing. And this is such an incredible motivator for you. You're paying attention. You're really looking for who people, like, how they're stepping up and calling it out. And when you look for growth opportunities in others, you also start to see them for yourself. You're like, oh my gosh, that was so good. I can do that too. And it really creates this, like, upward spiral of permission to lead and really bringing that brilliance that everyone has inside of them to the surface. And how good does it feel when someone notices something that you did and they, like, raise your hand and call you out? It's such an amazing feeling. So The whole org can rise together when you do this leadership scouting on a daily basis, 1 to 2 times. It doesn't have to be a lot. So those are my three principles that and practices that I love to give my clients and that I wanted to share with you, because when we create space for people to show up at their best, our leadership and the organization rise together.
Jamie, I really love that clear progression of those three, and they really do make a lot of sense. And I know from your background, I think what differentiates you as an executive coach is the real-world experience you've had prior to
Yeah.
you actually having your own practice. That's really clear, really concise. And if I could just give a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free for subscribers. Jamie, could I offer you a rather dreadful virtual high five?
Yes, let's do it.
Jamie, it's so great to have you with us. And again, thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jamie.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.